Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show. My name is Riggs from Riggs and Alley on 103.7 KISS FM. We're also heard on 99.1 The Mix and 105.7 FM The Fan. We're heading into colder weather in Milwaukee. This is something you should really think about year round, but a lot of times people think about it more in the wintertime, and that is the homelessness situation in Milwaukee. Thank goodness for wonderful organizations like the Street Angels Outreach Program, available online, streetangelsmke.org. And I'm happy to have on the phone this morning the co-founders and directors of Street Angels Outreach, Eva Welch and Shelley Saracen. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Riggs.
No, thank you guys for coming on the show. I've volunteered with you guys before. I've helped like stuffing bags and sorting things and helping with t-shirts and clothing. So I love the mission that you have, and I wanted to make sure we could share it with the city for those of you who have not heard of the Street Angels. So kind of in a quick nutshell, what's like your Twitter bio? Give us a quick rundown of what the Street Angels do, what your mission is.
Sure. So Street Angels is a small nonprofit organization based out of Milwaukee. And like you said, our main focus is on homelessness. Our short-term goal of our program is a street outreach program where we are providing hot meals, bag lunches, clothing, sleeping bags, tents, anything that you can think of that you might need for camping or outdoor survival, we probably have on our buses. So short-term goal, again, we're looking to assist them in getting their needs met immediately as far as, you know, hunger and clothing. Long-term goal is to manifest a relationship with the people that we're serving in order to gain their trust and be able to connect them to resources that can help them get off their feet and get on their feet and off the street.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a twofold program that we operate.
And a lot of people think about homelessness more in the winter because we have such brutal cold winters, but you guys also have a need pretty much year-round. I mean, this homelessness doesn't go away after the holidays. It's a year-round thing. Is there more of a demand in the summer? Are there different items that are needed, obviously? What's kind of the difference of items that you need throughout the year?
So our inventory on our buses completely flips, from winter to summer. During the summer, we're going to have things like bug spray and sunscreen, shorts and T-shirts, and sometimes we'll have water bottles because, you know, sometimes in the heat, it can be just as dangerous as it can in the cold. And then, during the winter, we'll have things like hand warmers, thick sleeping bags, thermals. So there's definitely a difference according to the season in the items that we're carrying and dispersing.
Yeah. Obviously, coronavirus has had an impact on everybody, and I'm assuming probably a very big impact on the homeless community because hygiene and regular washing and things like that is not a luxury that's afforded to somebody that may not have a home, a place to go to. How are you guys managing the COVID-19 pandemic and helping those people who don't have basic access to things to keep them clean, things to keep them safe from the virus that's still out there?
For us, we've been innovative, and we saw somewhere that empty laundry detergent bottles, we can collect them, we can fill them with water, we can put antibacterial soap in there, the ones with the little spigots on them.
Oh, yeah.
So we can disperse those so that they have access to wash their hands. And the community has been super great in supplying us with hand sanitizing wipes, hand sanitizer, anything that we can do to, you know, help keep them healthy. We take out masks during every outreach. We're distributing 50 to 100 masks a night right now. So it's been really great and just being innovative.
Have you noticed a spike? Like have some of the people that you see regularly, have they contracted the virus at all? Or has that been kind of an issue that's been affecting them as well?
Surprisingly, we have not had any contact with any COVID positive people experiencing homelessness. It's
good.
Kind of it's different now during COVID. The illnesses that we are seeing on the street, it's more mental illness because people have not had access to their, you know, physicians or, you know, those in-person visits.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's moved to telehealth. Well, when you don't have access to Wi-Fi or internet or a phone or a tablet to make those, people are not getting the help that they need only making matters worse.
Another thing that I'm thinking is going to be an issue is as we get to the colder weather, these warming shelters where normally in the past we could pack, you know, however many people in a warming shelter. How are you being innovative with this? Are you kind of thinking proactively? What are you going to be doing as far as, I mean, warming shelters are concerned? How is that going to work?
So,
this year, the city and county has actually decided that they will not be funding any congregate warming rooms because of COVID-19. They will be trying to utilize hotel vouchers.
Okay.
We're not sure what that's going to look like. We don't believe that there's going to be enough hotel vouchers for everyone. Sadly, homelessness is at an increase right now, and winter's right around the corner. We've really been struggling with how to prepare for this winter, and I think we've kind of come to a conclusion that we need to be prepared to be unprepared,
mm-hmm.
and just know that we're going to be working in real time. You know, we don't know if we should stock up on cold weather sleeping bags, or, you know, we don't know if we're going to be servicing people in hotels mainly, or people on the street, so everything's kind of up in the air right now, and it's pretty scary.
I'm on the phone this morning with Eva Welch and Shelley Saracen from the Milwaukee Street Angels Outreach. You can find out how to help. It's a great organization at streetangelsmke.org. You mentioned you've had some new people. Have you noticed an influx or an increase in homelessness because of COVID-19 with people losing their jobs? Have you noticed an increase in that?
I think what we're noticing is an increase in families. Prior to this year, it was very rare for us to encounter single parents with their children outside or sleeping in their vehicles. There was always, you know, enough shelter space for everyone. But due to COVID-19, shelters have had to decrease their capacity in order to social distance, meaning that there aren't enough spaces for everybody. So that's been really challenging for us. We've been trying to be proactive as much as we can in getting people connected to shelters or hotel spaces, but when everything's full, we're sort of at a standstill. When we resumed our outreach back in May, we were seeing about 381 people. Well, during the month, we saw 381 individuals. And as of September 30th, we saw 1,620 individuals.
Wow.
So that's four times the amount of people that we had been seeing when COVID, you know, was first starting.
So what kind of items are you looking for donations? Because I know a lot of people are going to ask. They're going to say, how can I help? What can I do? What can I donate? What kind of things should people be bringing to you or reaching out to give? Of course, Street Angels MKE is the website. Is it more for monetary donations? Are there certain items that people should look to donate, like socks and cleaning supplies? What are the desperate needs for you all?
Right now, we are entering Socktober, which is our biggest month to collect.
Did you say Socktober? Socktober.
Socktober.
I love
sock
that.
It to us.
Sock
it to us, Riggs.
I love that.
So we're collecting adult socks. We don't typically accept any items for children because when we see children on the street, we don't leave them out there. We make something happen immediately. So any adult socks, we are looking for men's clothing, men's casual clothing, comfort clothing. So no business attire, but we're critically low on jeans and sweatpants and sweatshirts. We are also very low on, starting to get low on blankets and sleeping bags. So any of those items are very critical at this time to keep our vulnerable Milwaukeans safe.
And I guess the pinnacle of Socktober, is that going to be the 48-hour challenge that you're doing October 24th through 26th? Tell me about this. This is like, it's a 48-hour challenge of homelessness. How does this work?
The 48-hour challenge actually started in 2015 before Street Angels was really even a thing. We had kind of just started doing outreach and working with the homeless community. And in January, a couple of us decided that we wanted to know what it was like. We wanted to know what it was like for the people that we're serving, for the people that we're now calling friends. I felt strongly that in order to better serve them, we had to have a better understanding of what it's like. So we decided to spend 48 hours in a familiar camp in the woods. They welcomed us with open arms, and we just kind of told them, you know, we want to do whatever it is you do in a normal day. That was a mistake because we walked a lot, and it rained and it snowed and it sleeted, and, you know, we had to walk 5 miles plus to get to a meal site, sit down for 15 minutes, scarf this meal down that I really didn't care for, and then walk back 5 miles. And by the time you got back to the camp, you know, you were starving again. So it was really an eye-opening experience. When we left that experience, instead of going home and going to sleep, we actually went home and started calling different churches and were determined to find someone to open their doors for the friends that we were serving that were sleeping outside when it was below zero. So we actually had a few different churches work with us that year. We just asked them to open their doors, that we would provide everything. We would provide volunteer staff. We would provide the food, the blankets, everything. It was that winter that Street Angels was pretty much born. It was, you know, fighting for the right to have warming spaces. And then after that, every year we decided that, you know, it was a good thing for our volunteers, for our core outreach volunteers, to participate in the event for at least 24 hours. And fast forward 5 years later, it's now become our biggest awareness campaign and our annual fundraiser every year. So for 48 hours, starting at midnight on Friday night or Saturday morning, October 24th at midnight, we'll be dropped off at an unknown location with some backpacks and a couple items in it. And we have to raise certain amounts of money in order to get luxury items, such as a blanket. This year is our biggest goal ever. We are going to try to raise $48,000 in 48 hours.
Wow, it's a bold goal.
Yeah. We have to raise over $12,000 in order to get a blanket for the night. So there's lots of fingers crossed and prayers going on over here right now.
I bet. And people can donate to this cause at your the website, correct? The StreetAngelsMKE.org?
Absolutely, yes. And we're actually offering other folks to accept the challenge. We have a peer-to-peer campaign this year where other individuals are creating their own fundraisers. And they're taking the challenge for either 12 hours, 24, or 48 hours. And they're spending it out in their backyard just to get a taste of what it is that the friends we're serving go through on a daily basis.
And this is everything. I mean, you're not going inside to use the bathroom. You just talked about you had to go walk 5 miles to get a meal that you didn't care for. Beggars can't be choosers when
right.
You just have to get sustenance, something inside your body.
Yes. I didn't care for it, but I ate it.
Well,
I was hungry.
You have to eat what you get,
yeah,
which is part of, and I love that you do that. That's kind of a putting yourself in their shoes. That's the ultimate empathy that you can do as the co-founder and director of the Street Angels organization. Have you had any inspiring stories of maybe somebody that you were helping for a while and you saw them get back on their feet and get into an apartment and get a job and get back on their feet, back into society? Have you seen some of these good stories that you've helped people get through?
We definitely have. Last year in 2019, we were able to connect 94 individuals to some sort of permanent housing, and the majority of them are still in contact with us. So it's such an awesome feeling to hear from someone or run into someone that we used to serve on the streets, and now they're doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the times when that happens, what we hear is, I want to come out and help you guys. They want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such an amazing feeling. You know, there's such little things. You know, we were having a conversation yesterday, and I said, you know, you will never really understand how much hope a meal and a pair of socks can bring someone, you know, until you're on the other side offering it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing experience to watch someone get on their feet and get off the street.
Well, you guys, that's why you call yourselves Hope Dealers. You have it on your shirts. You deal with hope, and I love that. And by the way, you can buy those Hope Dealer shirts. They're really cool at their website, StreetAngelsMKE.org. Now, another thing that you all are involved with, Eva and Shelley from Street Angels Milwaukee, is advocacy, which I think is great. What type of legislation, what type of things can we talk to our city folks and to our council people, to our senators and legislators about homelessness to help with the problem, to help you with your mission? What are some of the advocacy that you guys are actually working towards?
Our biggest point of advocacy has always been winter relief. Prior to last year, and even the year before, warming rooms in Milwaukee or across the state didn't open until it was 10 degrees or below. So for the past few years, we've advocated that if water freezes at 32 degrees, so can people.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been our biggest point of advocacy. We've also advocated for more funding for shelters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shelter and suffering, homelessness, homes and homelessness, they go hand in hand. Nobody should have to suffer on the streets in order to get housing. We need more housing. We need more fair housing.
I agree. Can people get involved with your organization? Are you always looking for volunteers, people that can help? What kind of things can volunteers do? How can they help outside of maybe monetary or donations of items? How else can people get involved with your mission?
Sadly, right now, because of COVID-19, a lot of our opportunities that we used to have to volunteer are on hold right now.
Yeah.
But we do still have some opportunities. Like, we are looking for people to donate and put together bag lunches every Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Okay.
Where you would do that in your own home. You would purchase the items that are needed. And it's basically like snack bags. We're looking for all non-perishable. So just a few snacks and a lunch bag. And those can be dropped off right to us while we're loading the buses for outreach, and they're going right to the streets. Other opportunities that we have are on Fridays. We have a few slots open to come in and help us sort donations, which you've helped us to do before, where we mm-hmm. sort and we label everything. Normally, we would have opportunities for people to come into the kitchen with us and help us cook our meals, because we bring out a hot meal and a bag lunch every night that we go out. And there's opportunities for people to come out outreach with us. But right now, because of the COVID situation, we've put those volunteer slots on hold for right now.
And have you guys heard, you said your bus that you have driving around, you have a bus, and do you still do the outreach on your designated days? Are there specific days of the week that you're out with that bus?
Yes, so we're out every Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and we actually have two buses that are out now.
You have two now? Look at you guys.
We do. One of the buses does like our permanent route,
mm-hmm.
Which mainly encompasses like Southside downtown area, and that's the route where we're trying to hit the same stops at the same time every night we're out, so someone knows where to find us. So if they haven't seen us in a couple months and all of a sudden they need our help, they know where to come and find us, because they know that we're going to keep that consistent route. So the other bus is now all over.
Nice.
Last night we were out and we're like, oh, we wish we had a map where we could just, you know, do the dot and show everybody where we go, because we're in West Allis. We're in Cudahy. We're on the east side. We're on the north side. So that bus kind of does the outskirts areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bus that's checking on new locations. We get phone calls every single day. We're getting phone calls from first respondents, hospitals, community members, folks that are homeless themselves, asking us to help. So that's kind of our exploring bus.
Nice. You guys have so much. I love that you have so much going on for a very needed in Milwaukee. I mean, homelessness is certainly an issue, and you've been doing it for a while. And I'm glad to spread your message. And again, the 48-hour challenge, October 24th through 26th, people can do that virtually on their own. They could do it, like you said, in their own backyards. They can participate in this and help raise money for Street Angels, and all the information for that at streetangelsmke.org. Eva Welch, Shelley Saracen, the co-founder and directors of the Milwaukee Street Angels, true hope dealers and true angels, if you ask me. You guys, I love the work that you do. You're beautiful humans, and thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you and all the support that you've given us.
Of course. I'll give you as much as I can. Streetangelsmke.org, the Milwaukee Street Angels. My name is Riggs. Thanks for listening to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show on 103.7 KISS FM, 99.1 The Mix, and 105.7 FM The Fan.